أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال إبراهيم لأبيه آزر أتتخذ أصناما آلهة إني أراك وقومك في ضلال مبين. وكذلك نري إبراهيم ملكوت السماوات والأرض وليكون من الموقنين. فلما جن عليه الليل رأى كوكبا قال هذا ربي فلما أفل قال لا أحب الآفلين. فلما رأى القمر بازغا قال هذا ربي فلما أفل قال لئن لم يهدني ربي لأكونن من القوم الضالين. فلما رأى الشمس بازغة قال هذا ربي هذا أكبر. فلما أفلت قال يا قوم إني بريء مما تشركون. إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين. وحاجه قومه قال أتحاجوني في الله وقد هدان. ولا أخاف ما تشركون به إلا أن يشاء ربي شيئا. وسع ربي كل شيء علما. أفلا تتذكرون. وكيف أخاف ما أشركتم ولا تخافون أنكم أشركتم بالله ما لم ينزل به عليكم سلطانا. فأي الفريقين أحق بالأمن إن كنتم تعلمون. الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. And behold, Ibrahim alayhi salam had spoken to his father, Azar, do you take up idols for gods? I see you and your people in open error. In this manner did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show Ibrahim alayhi salam all the administration, the creation of the heavens and the earth, and that he may be of those who have certitude. At length, in the course of discussing and dialoguing with his people, he said to them, when the night had set, and he had seen a star, so in the way of admonishing, he asked them, is this my Rabb? As they had believed stars and stones to be their gods. So he asked them, in the way of admonition, and as a manner of reflecting, is this my God? When it set, so he says, I don't like things that set and disappear. God is one that remains. The isn't a rise and a decline. This type of change shows limitation and shows that the being can't be constant, and God has to be constant in power, in might, in glory all the time. Then on the other night he had seen the moon rising in splendor, and again in the way of discussing and explaining to his people, he asked them, is this my Rabb? When it disappeared and it set, he says to them, had my Rabb not guided me, then I would have been those that have strayed away from the path. Obviously, Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't count these things as his God from this verse, la illam yahdini Rabbi, that he believed that it was a Rabb that was guiding him, and these were things that were senseless, helpless, but advising him, his people, trying to make them reason and understand, he spoke in this manner. Then at length, when he had seen the sun rising in splendor, he says this as though he was explaining to them that this must be my Rabb, because this is the greatest of all. And when the sun also set, then he says, my people, listen, I am innocent, I am free from the things that you ascribe and join to Allah Ta'ala. I turn my face, I set my face straight and firm to the one who has created the heavens and the earth, and I am not at all from those who join partners with Allah Ta'ala. And his people disputed with him. Then he responded saying, do you people argue with me about Allah Ta'ala when he himself has guided me, and I do not fear the things that you join up with him, except if my Rabb wishes, then nothing can happen. Anything happens, then it happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without his will, nothing happens. So it's a point of reflection, these things that you have made up, then you are disputing me about these things that you have made up with your own hands, and the one that you're supposed to be fearing, you aren't fearing him. You are fearing the things that you have made up with your own hands. Where's the sense in this? Things that you have carved up, made up with your own hands, and you are fearing these things here. Wasiya Rabbi kulla shay'in ilma. My Rabb's knowledge comprehends all things. It covers all things. And don't people reflect and think about it carefully? And how do you expect me to fear the things that you join up with Allah Ta'ala? The things that you have fabricated and made up, and you want me to fear these things, whereas the thing that you're supposed to be really fearing and afraid of, you aren't afraid. You do not fear joining partners to Allah Ta'ala, things that he has sent no proof. For things that he has sent no proof, you have made up with your hands. فَأَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ أَحَقُّ بِالْأَمْنِ. Then which of the two groups is more rightful, has got a greater right for security? Say, if you know, if you understand these things here, one is the gods and the deities that you have made with your hands, so you are afraid about that. But the fact that you are joining up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, things that he had sent no proof for, you don't be afraid about that at all. This is the real thing that you're supposed to be afraid about, that you are joining to Allah ta'ala things that he had sent no proof for. So which of the two groups has got a greater right for security? Tell me, if you do understand this. Alladhina amanu, then it is those people who believe and don't confuse their faith with any wrong. They are entitled for this security, and they are upon guidance. This verse is so emphatic and clear that security in both the worlds and guidance in both the worlds is restricted to those who believe, that means those who have iman and faith, and don't confuse their faith with any wrong. Wrong here refers to shirk, obviously. They don't confuse and mix up their faith with shirk. Their sight and their hearts are focused in Allah Ta'ala, that he is the doer. They don't see any other creator but Allah. They don't see the presence of any God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't see anyone with real might and glory but Allah ta'ala. So those who see the whole administration in this manner, that it is Allah ta'ala that does, it is his glory that is being manifest, it is his greatness that allows this whole administration to run. So these are the ones who are truthful. When they are truthful and they are faithful, they are loyal, then they are the ones that have security. Security in this life, security in the next life, and they are on the path, on the path of righteousness. This was the proof that we had bestowed Ibrahim alayhi salam against his people. We raise in degrees whomsoever we please. And indeed your Rabb is full of wisdom and knowledge.